Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Influencing the Influencers. And today is a very special episode because guess what, y'all? It's my birthday! Ah! Yes, it is my birthday. We are celebrating this excitement. We are celebrating new changes. And y'all, today's episode is all about joy and about finding passion and love. Today's episode is going to be all about joy and finding gratitude in what it is we pursue. So, this episode is all about joy and about finding gratitude and appreciation for the things that we already have in our lives. And this is something that has become really prevalent for me in the last week. Yes, in the last week. So, I'm not religious. At least not in the traditional sense. I was born into the Catholic Church and, you know, went through a good amount of Catholic education and communion and baptism and all those things. And so Lent was obviously a big part of that. And I made the conscious decision to, as an adult, 28, now going to 29, 29 officially. That's so bizarre. To practice Lent again this year with my partner, and not necessarily for the reasons you might think. Now, I have always been really compelled by, I've always really been compelled by choosing things to bring into your life if you think that they can bring you something positive, right? And so I'm not choosing to celebrate Lent necessarily in the way that Catholics are, but more in a pagan way, right? And so my thing, quote unquote, that I am giving a resolution for in these 40 days of Lent is that I am practicing gratitude, radical gratitude and appreciation for what I already have. And that's not always easy, right? Because I'm poor. That's not always easy because, you know, I'm low income, I'm disabled, I am always facing oppression, right? Like so many of us are. There is a massive war going on. There's always war going on. People are suffering. It's hard sometimes. Like if we're really honest with ourselves, it's hard sometimes to be grateful and it's hard sometimes to practice true gratitude, especially in a world where we're told all the time to just manifest, 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 focus on what it is you want and you'll draw it to you. But I think an underlooked part of that is building appreciation and gratitude. And so that is what my time in Lent is focused on, is every day being intentional about positivity and about gratitude and using that to promote growth in my life and using that to bring wellness and good things to me. And so part of that practice is obviously the practice of joy. And so, yeah, today's episode is about joy and how I think in practicing more joy, whether that's through our content creation or it is in our day-to-day lives with what types of ways we like incorporate hobbies, those things are so important and they're so often underlooked. So, joy. For me, in approaching this podcast, in approaching my business, really in everything I do, I'm looking for like that sense of joy and fulfillment. And I think we all are, right? Like, everybody wants to feel happy. And of course, joy can only, like true positive joy can only exist with that counter, right? The opposite, which is despair, sorrow, grief, these very heavy, I don't want to say negative, like bad, but something said low vibrational, but that's not it either. But these energies that pull us down and kind of can hold us in, that's not to say that they're not bad. Grief is a very powerful tool and something that we'll get into in a future episode. But you can't have joy without those things, right? So I am very intentional to be cultivating spaces of joy for myself to counteract the negative that is all around and the things that make it harder for me to be appreciative of the good that I am experiencing. So one of the ways I have done that, and I am trying to actively do that, is in my content creation and in how I approach influencer culture. Often, especially when things are going awry in the world. There's so much pressure to address it. And I'm not saying that we should never address these controversial issues or social issues or things that are happening politically in the world, because they are absolutely important. And if you know anything about me, obviously I am 100% all about making sure that these stories get amplified and heard. However, there's something to be said about thinking about your place in talking about that. And if that's the most powerful thing you can truly do with your platform. There are some people whose content is really focused on social justice issues, and that makes for really heavy content often. And the pressure of creating that type of content also makes it hard to sometimes pull back and like realize your own joy. And so as someone who works in social justice spaces and works in educating and wants to help others grow and develop in their own path towards understanding society, I find that it's also my role to, in creating content that is educational and that teaches people stuff, that I'm also making content that's fun and lighthearted and really speaks to my larger brand. Something for me that I love to do is create Something that I really love to do is photography and creating videos that have more intention around the filming of them. That comes from my own background and passion in documentary filmmaking and in filmmaking in general. And that is something that actually I am doing today. So this episode is being pre-recorded, of course, but today, while you all are listening to this on March 11th, I am actually doing my own birthday photo shoot with myself, by myself, for myself. And it's been something I've been thinking about and getting really excited for. And I am just so, so incredibly thrilled to be able to do that. And so I plan to take the day off. I'm going to be just focusing on things that bring me joy and happiness and fun and really just like pleasuring myself, bringing myself things that make me happy. I'm going to get myself some flowers, some balloons, a little cake, some champagne. I'm putting on my beautiful, beautiful Ivy Day dress that I have yet to wear again. And I'm taking photos, y'all. I'm so excited. So you can head to my Instagram and my TikTok to see some content from that if you want to know more in the coming days. However, that's what I'm up to. And you know, it can be as small as building little practices of joy into your like mundane everyday tasks, right? So I really find a lot of enjoyment in listening to some spiritual podcasts, some podcasts about storytelling and that are just more like fiction based. And those are just a really good way for me while I'm doing my day-to-day mundane chores that don't necessarily bring me joy except for the fact that, hey, they're done and like it makes my life a little bit easier, is to listen to a podcast episode or to get on someone's live and just listen in while I'm doing work. And those things make me happy and bring me joy. Other things that I have found to other things lately that, of course, I have been getting into is always some sort of craft. So lately it's been like watercolor painting, making watercolors out of expired makeup. That's like a whole thing now. And creating art in all sorts of forms. So these are the things that I do to help bring me joy on top of, you know, just the everyday things like spending time with my partner, playing with my dog, taking intentional time when I wake up and go to sleep before I get up out of bed and before I head to sleep to really just like take a beat and remember that I'm grateful for my family, I'm grateful for my home, and for the opportunity that I have to be able to share my story and my experiences with all of you and with folks online, because I feel like I actually can have an opportunity for impact, and that makes me so happy. You know, the other reason why I think it's so important to practice joy and to talk about practicing joy is, as we know, social media does a number on our mental health. And as someone who's coming already to the game with mental health issues from lifelong depression and anxiety, PTSD, borderline personality disorder, you name it, I probably got it. Hot mess of brain chemistry going on in my head that is already there, right? And so then you add in the ways that we know social media is detrimental to us in terms of affecting our body images, affecting our overall mood, our perspective on the world, and really saying, like, I'm going to challenge that and come in and build space for myself, not only to like do what brings me money and do what makes me happy, but also not just come into the space like I need to do make content because I need to make content and this is the thing, but how am I going to do it with intentionality around joy? And how am I going to do it to be enticing for the audience, but also enticing for me to make, right? Like, nobody wants to dive into content that you yourself can, people can tell you didn't enjoy making. And so making an intentional choice that in your platform, especially if you're going to be covering heavy topics and or you have mental health issues, you should be building a plan around how to incorporate joy into the development of your content and into the development of your own personal life and what it is that your day-to-day life looks like. And it's not always easy, y'all. Time is limited and it moves fast and we're tired and we're busy. But I can promise you, every time I make time for that little bit of self-care, that little bit of extra doing my nails or painting or completing a project that I've been working on kind of piece by piece, it makes me so happy. I'm so happy to have those things. And you deserve that too, because the joy is what sustains the movement. Just like in community organizing and making a difference in tangible, like political organizing and social change, there's a power in joy. Our oppressors really believe that for us to, I think there really is a validity in the belief that our oppressors don't want us to be happy. They don't want us to have joy, because in joy and community and happiness, we connect, we deepen our mutual aid efforts, we are able to build stronger, sustainable movements that can actually challenge the norms that we exist in and we face. So there's a reason that they try to overwork us, push out content that is more negative, drive down content that is maybe not giving necessarily like the real perspective of life. And it is hard. I'll be the first to admit it. It's hard, but like, man, this fight is worth it. Because across community organizing and influencers, all of this, like, prioritizing making ourselves happy in the process of also like telling the stories we need to tell is how we sustain ourselves to tell those stories longer. And that is resistance, right? Like, we actively talked about resistance in last week's episode. And sometimes your active resistance is again, like choosing what they don't want us to choose. They don't want us to choose rest. And sometimes with rest comes joy, as it should. These things go hand in hand. You have to have time to be able to enjoy your life. You have to have time to be able to appreciate things. Because when you're running around trying to sustain yourself and keep yourself alive just for the bare minimum, it's very hard to create that type of positive momentum and energy around yourself and your life and your situation. But it's so necessary for you to be able to get the strength and the wherewithal to either change that or to really like challenge the things that are pushing you down. Joy is such a critical tool, and we can find it in community, we can find it in art, we can find it in nature, we can find it in loved ones, we can find it in ourselves. There are many places where we can find joy, and I encourage you all to take time this weekend with me to prioritize some joy and some happiness. So again, y'all, I am so grateful that you are all here in this practice of positivity and gratitude. I am beyond happy that you all have showed up, that you are continuing to listen and support the show, and it just means the world to me that you're here. So thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I will be partying my butt off with my loved ones, doing some fun stuff, taking photos, and really just soaking in all of the beauty and goodness that the start of my 29th year on Earth is to bring. I cannot wait to talk to you guys again next week. We have some more great episodes coming down the pipeline. We have some more great folks that we're going to be talking to soon. Y'all, you're amazing. You're the best. I love y'all. Please continue to share the show. Please continue to subscribe to the show, rate the show, do all the things. I love you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and I'll talk to you again next week. Bye.